And you're very welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks very much, Amber, for inviting me on again.
Delighted to have you back on the show. So we're going to be talking about the pension auto-enrolment scheme on the show this evening. But can you just remind listeners what the auto-enrolment scheme is all about and what it involves?
Well, auto-enrolment is a new retirement savings scheme for employees, and it's going to be introduced from January 2026. I suppose in Ireland, and we've heard it so many times, there's an ageing population. You know, will the state pension be there when, you know, people that are now in their mid-30s, when they retire, will the state pension be there? Will the state pension become under pressure? So I think the idea really is to get all employees used to paying into contribution, just to make things easier for everyone when we retire and everybody has some form of pension behind them at retirement.
Yeah, certainly. And I know I mentioned at the start there that, you know, it has been in the news, and I think there was some coverage of that some employers maybe were trying to avoid the new pension auto-enrolment system and maybe offering what was termed as less favourable schemes to employees. But tell us, Anne, for employees that are signed up to the auto-enrolment scheme, what are the benefits for them?
Well, employees will be automatically enrolled into the auto-enrolment once they're earning more than 20,000 per annum, if their age between 23 and 60, and if they're currently not paying into a pension that goes through payroll. And that's a very important point to remember. You could be paying in, Amber, to a personal pension, but if it's not going through your payroll, you will be automatically enrolled. And the benefits really is to get everybody used to contributing to a pension. Also remember, going forward, if you're automatically enrolled, your employer now has to pay 1.5% of your salary into the auto-enrolment, and the government will be paying 0.5%. So it is a benefit of you, not alone to try and ensure that you've a larger fund at retirement, but you're getting the benefit from the government now and your employer.
Okay, fantastic. And what are the statutory requirements then for employers and regarding the auto-enrolment?
Well, all employers will have to facilitate the auto-enrolment, Amber, and there's legislation in place to ensure they must make contributions. And if not, they actually would be subject to fines and repayments of interest. So there is an obligation on the employers to ensure now that they have this auto-enrolment facilitated and that they're letting the employees know how it's going to work from January 26.
Okay. And I suppose, as I said, like, there has been a lot of talk about it. We've done a lot on the show about it as well. But there does seem to be the case that maybe some employers are a little bit behind, or they're not where they should be when, you know, I suppose, preparing for it, because obviously we're not too far off January now at this stage. So, Anne, what should employers maybe know if they are that little bit behind in setting up their business for these changes?
Well, from yesterday, Amber, the My Future Fund portal, that website opened up, and now businesses can register their company details on the My Future Fund website. And it's important that they do that as soon as possible, because I think it was so busy yesterday, you know, it crashed for a little while. So everybody is trying to get their companies registered at this stage. It's important it's done as soon as possible to make sure that it's set up properly for the employees come January the 1st. So that would be the main thing I think employers should be doing now at this time.
And Anne, I suppose we've spoken about it before as well, but we know how important it is to have a pension, I suppose, and to be saving for that retirement, because obviously the earlier you start, the better it is in the long run. So it's a great opportunity for people that don't have a pension, I suppose, no matter what age they are. But obviously for the people that are younger, they might benefit that bit more from it as well.
Well, it's a great opportunity. It's more to get used to the saving and getting used to, you know, the money being deducted from your salary every month, because I suppose a lot of people are slow to sign up to a pension. Everybody, we know the cost of living has gone up so much. Everybody sees it as an extra expense. But it's very important when you go to retire, and I see it with clients all the time, when they're coming to 60, 65, retiring, adding the personal pension they've been saving and their, you know, the state pension, they're delighted at that stage that they did make the contributions into a pension. So I think it's a great idea going forward to get used to people contributing into the pension fund, just to make retirement a little bit easier when that day comes.
Yeah, certainly. And I suppose this is obviously changes in terms of payroll then as well. But is it adding a lot of extra work, I suppose, to businesses and organisations, Anne?
It is going to be extra work, I think, until everybody gets used to it. I suppose the biggest thing really is that all businesses really need to ensure the payroll department is up to date with what's going on. They have registered. They know exactly what needs to be done, you know, for the My Future Fund, and just ensure that everybody's up to date and has the registration done at this stage.
Absolutely. And if anyone is listening and they're not really sure, I know we said about being behind maybe earlier on, or they're under pressure, or there's just maybe an aspect of it that they're not sure about as well, how can they contact you, or where might they find more information from Zenodyn on this?
I would think the first thing for everybody to look at is mygov.ie. They have a very detailed explanation of the auto-enrollment for employees and employers, and it makes, you know, very easy to follow. Everybody needs to go onto My Future Fund website as well, just to ensure they've everything up to date for their employees. And they're the main areas that you'll get the most information, especially for your payroll department. If anyone has further questions about, you know, auto-enrollment or maybe setting up another scheme, they can contact the main office here at Zenodyn Financial Services if they so wish.
Fantastic. And it's something that you mentioned earlier as well, just in terms of communicating this to their employees. That's an important aspect as well, because I suppose there is a lot of extra work and they're probably in the midst of it now, I suppose, getting ready and getting prepared for the head of January. But it's important that the employee knows exactly what's happening and what the contributions are as well. So that's another important aspect, isn't it, that they do sit down with their employees and explain to them the changes maybe that will be on their payslip when they get it.
Totally, Amber, because it is going to be a change for everybody. And under the auto-enrollment legislation, employers are obliged to inform their employees when they have first been auto-enrolled and to give them the date of the auto-enrollment. And actually, to make this easier as possible for employers, there's welcome letters for employees containing their enrollment date. And these are available on the employer secure mailbox on the employer portal within the My Future Fund. So in fairness, there is, you know, once people get used to this website of My Future Fund, I think they'll find all the help they need on how to register, make sure everything is in order. And it's definitely getting used to the website, knowing what they need to do, you know, knowing where they can get help if it's needed.
And for someone that's already in a pension scheme within an organisation, does this have any effect on them at all?
Well, if they're already contributing to a scheme and if it's going through payroll, they won't be automatically auto-enrolled. Once it's going through payroll, that's the main thing, Amber, they won't be automatically enrolled then.
Okay, that's good to know. And I suppose just before we finish up, and just remind the employers of the main couple of steps they should be taking at the moment, just to make sure that they are ready for these changes when they come in on the 1st of January.
As you said, the main steps really is to sit down with the employees and tell them that's happening. And then obviously register this, that needs to be done with the My Future Fund website. Go on and register the company details, and that should be done as soon as possible.
Fantastic. Well, Anne, thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show. It's been lovely to talk to you again.
Thanks a million, Amber.